Yeah, and jumping right into our first piece of feedback, while the text has a really strong logical flow and professional B2B tone, there are definitely some high-level areas for growth we need to look at.
Transforming this functional guide into a compelling narrative requires grounding the abstract benefits of outsourcing in real-world seller experiences.
Right, because the weakness here is that the text relies heavily on these really broad, generic statements about, reducing operational stress and saving time.
Which are true, but
They're completely true. It presents the info accurately.
It lacks an emotional or practical hook because the target audience already knows that fulfillment is stressful.
They live it every single day.
Exactly. So simply stating that a prep center solves this without illustrating how it actually changes the seller's day-to-day life, it makes the argument feel a bit dry.
Yeah, it becomes kind of indistinguishable from any other competitor's marketing materials.
Which is the last thing you want.
So the suggestion here is to introduce a brief, relatable scenario, or even a contrast framework, right at the beginning of the guide.
To really highlight the stark difference between handling prep in-house versus utilizing a professional Oregon center.
Show, rather than just tell, the transformation.
Yeah, for some concrete examples, you could frame the introduction around a really specific image. Like, picture a seller drowning in bubble wrap and compliance labels in their freezing garage.
Oh, during the Q4 holiday rush. Every seller knows that pain.
Right. And because they're doing that, they're entirely missing out on optimizing their marketing opportunities.
That's a great visual. Another concrete example would be to contrast a specific metric.
Like dropping from a 10% in-house labeling error rate to a 0.1% error rate when using a prep center.
Because experienced sellers know that a mislabeled barcode can lead to stranded inventory or a suspended account. It makes the stakes real.
Absolutely. You could also use a brief hypothetical case study.
Like a brand that reclaimed 20 hours a week just by offloading their FNSKU labeling.
And then show how they used those 20 hours to launch a completely new product line.
Right. It shifts the value proposition from just buying warehouse labor to buying the time required to grow revenue.
Exactly. It cures a very specific pain point.
Strengthening the argument for this specific geographic location demands concrete data rather than broad regional claims.
Yeah, moving to the second area, when you look at the section titled "Why Businesses Choose Amazon Prep Services in Oregon," the weakness is pretty clear.
It lists logistical advantages, cost-effectiveness, efficient processing.
But those are entirely generic benefits. They could easily apply to a warehouse in Nevada or Texas or Ohio.
The piece claims Oregon is a strategic West Coast location, but it never actually explains the unique competitive advantages of Oregon itself.
Leaving the reader wondering why they shouldn't just use a center in neighboring California or Washington.
Right, where they might already have established freight lanes.
So, the suggestion is to inject specific regional data points and structural advantages that are unique to Oregon.
To make the location an indisputable strategic asset for the reader, give them hard facts.
Yes. As a concrete example, you need to highlight Oregon's lack of a state sales tax.
That's a massive one.
It is. And explain exactly how this impacts the seller's upfront operational costs or equipment purchasing.
When they're buying thousands of corrugated boxes or importing certain goods, the absence of sales tax goes straight to the bottom line.
Something neighboring states simply cannot offer.
Another concrete example would be citing proximity to major, specific Amazon fulfillment nodes.
Like PDX9 in Troutdale?
Exactly. Drop specific facility codes to demonstrate exactly how transit times are slashed by injecting prepped inventory directly into a cross-dock node.
It transitions the text from fluffy marketing speak to genuine logistical expertise.
You could also reference specific shipping zone advantages for importing goods from overseas.
Right. Through Pacific Northwest ports versus heavily congested Southern California ports.
Detailing how routing a container through Oregon avoids those weeks-long anchor lines off the coast of Los Angeles gives them a data-backed reason to rethink their routing.
It turns the guide into a comprehensive piece on supply chain optimization.
Building deep trust with a highly experienced audience means proactively addressing the natural anxieties sellers face when handing over their inventory.
This is our final major area. And the weakness here is that the material presents outsourcing as a flawless, risk-free solution.
It entirely ignores the common and valid fears sellers have.
Deeply familiar sellers know that trusting a third party with their physical livelihood comes with risks.
Loss of quality control.
Hidden fees.
Or falling into a communication black hole.
Exactly. By only highlighting the sunny side, the text misses a critical opportunity to build credibility. It has to show it understands the seller's underlying hesitations.
Because if it doesn't mention the risks, the reader assumes the author is either naive or deceptive.
Right. So the suggestion is to add a specific section that acknowledges these valid industry concerns.
And demonstrates exactly how a top-tier prep partner systematically mitigates them. Pull back the curtain on the safety nets.
For concrete examples, you could include a "What could go wrong and how we prevent it" subsection.
That directly tackles the terrifying fear of lost inventory. Discuss specific barcode scanning and tracking protocols.
You should also explain how providing real-time inventory dashboard access solves the black hole communication fear.
So many sellers have had the nightmare of sending thousands of dollars of inventory to a lesser prep center and getting ghosted for weeks.
By proving that real-time software integration prevents that, you are actively selling reliability.
Another great concrete example is detailing a specific quality assurance step.
Such as taking photographic proof of damaged goods upon receiving.
Instantly uploading those photos to the seller's dashboard. This assures the reader that quality control will actually improve, not degrade, upon outsourcing.
It takes the deep-seated anxiety of relinquishing control and systematically dismantles it.
To recap the main takeaways of this critique, the source material is a well-structured professional overview of Amazon FBA prep, but it can elevate its impact.
By grounding its claims in real-world narratives, proving Oregon's specific geographic advantages with localized data, and building trust by proactively addressing the natural risks of outsourcing.
Here is your actionable summary. Add a relatable before and after seller scenario to the intro.
Insert hard data regarding Oregon's tax and port advantages.
And create a section that proactively answers seller anxieties about quality control.
Thank you for submitting such a clear and foundational piece of writing.
We warmly invite you to submit your revised work or future materials back in for another critique.